Protection against smartphone radiation. Special times require special measures. A life without smartphone and similar devices is unthinkable for most people today. Especially the smartphone is with almost everyone all day, at work and privately. It is used for communication, orientation, information, is a clock and calendar, alarm clock and reminder, TV, game console, photo camera and album and much more. Even the youngest children get used to it quickly. Many kids can handle a tablet rather than knife and fork. This is to be understood as a fact, not as an evaluation. Studies prove the risks. With all the convenience that mobile radio technology brings, there are also some risks. It has negative effects on direct social interaction as well as considerable health risks. Already the last mobile phone generations, 3G and 4G, have challenged our organism and our immune system. For years there has been a discussion about whether mobile phone radiation can cause tumor diseases. When the WHO changed the status from possible to probable after the International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, had suggested it, more people took notice. However, industry and politics still negate the possibility to this day. Numerous studies show that first typical effects, like constant headache, sleep and concentration disturbances do not only arise with higher exposure, as caused by 3G and 4G, but already started a radiation dose of 1 microwatt per square centimeter. The DNA starts to change at an exposure of only 6 microwatts. A whole range of neurological diseases, but also infertility in both men and women, are said to be caused by such a change. So, it is understandable and without a doubt reasonable that many people are worried about 5G. This mobile radio generation is supposed to make the previously unimaginable possible. But unfortunately, the special frequency spectrum, in which data is sent and received within nanoseconds, means an even greater health risk in the eyes of many scientists and doctors protesting against it. An energy card for your smartphone. In previous times, i.e. in times of 3G and 4G, we have 9010 recommended to the users of our products to attach a 9010 card to the back of the smartphone or tablet, for example with tape or in the protective cover, in order to neutralize the biological interference effects on the organism. Such an aluminum card can also be made by yourself with the 9010 cube. However, the energy output of this card will probably not be sufficient for the strength of 5G. Adapting the energy to the conditions. With the Forever Freedom Pack or its next generation cubes, we enable you to be energetically free. This means that you can react to constantly increasing environmental pollution, for example mobile phone radiation, with an adjusted energy increase. So, it now makes sense to produce the aluminum cards for the smartphone or tablet in a next generation cube instead of the regular cube, starting with the first generation cube. When it is time for the second generation, all objects previously burned in the first generation, including the aluminum cards, can simply be amplified in the second generation cube. More information on the Forever Freedom Pack and what is possible with it can be found on our website.